And I said, William, we ought to do a William Burroughs t-shirt. So he said, sure, why not? So at any rate, I did a couple of the shirts, and I also commissioned an artist in Lawrence to do the third one. There were three different designs. And once I had started, gotten the artwork pretty much underway, I said to William one day when we were sitting out here, William, what do you want me to put on the shirt in terms of verbiage? And without a moment's hesitation, he said, will he have 3D in time? Now, where that came from, I don't know. But at any rate, so I finished designing the shirts and put them into production and put ads in everything from the Rolling Stone to Wired magazine. And orders started coming in from, gosh, Italy and Europe. And I still have this gal named Yoko in Tokyo. She ordered some shirts. And she started sending letters. I have a stack of them today. She's still sending them. And one of them, I remember William was sitting here, and I read him the letter from Yoko. It said, Dear Mr. Burroughs, how are you? I am fine. In rather pidgin English. But at any rate, this gal continues to call at least once a month. And this is, what, 12 years later, 11 years later, something like that. She continues to call from Tokyo. I can't understand a word she says. In the beginning, she says, Allo Fred, this is Yoko, with that kind of guttural pronunciation. And at the end, she says, thank you for listening to me. Everything else in between is generally unintelligible, so I just, you know, let her do her thing.